This wisdom strives to comprehend how, throughout our history, the Spirit of God, which is our nation's inheritance, warred with the human spirit, and how in each generation the divine aspect prevailed over the human. For if at any time the human aspect should prevail in Israel, as some think it now does, then our people would cease to exist and be utterly lost. I think this is a good way of introducing Luzzatto by beginning with his own critique of what he thought was going on in Germany among the scholars of the Wissenschaft des Judentum. Indeed, for him, the wisdom of Israel, without a grounding in its divinity, in the spirituality of God, had no meaning and purpose. And as we will see, as a student of Western culture and rabbinics together, Luzzatto's own view of Judaism in relationship to the larger world of culture is very different. Up until this point, we have spoken primarily about integrative models. From Geiger to Hirsch, except for the extreme Orthodox, what we have seen are those who are attempting to wed Jewish culture to the general trends of European society. For Geiger especially, the integration of his own German identity with his own Jewish identity was really the ideal. But as we will see, there is something very, very different about this particular thinker, who clearly sees Judaism not in its correlation or integration with general culture, but rather in its opposition to general culture. So here we might present this individual, and I will come back to this point at the end, as the first. We have spoken now about one outsider, namely Spinoza. We've spoken about all the rest are insiders, that is, those who wed Jewish culture to the general culture. And now perhaps we have here a premonition of what's going to come later on, or a pre-configuration, an adumbration of what will come later on, namely the rejectionist front. Judaism in opposition to. Judaism is something distinct and different from Western culture. Let me explain. For Luzzatto, Western culture consists of two oppositional forces. The first he calls Atticism, and the second he calls Judaism or Hebraicism, but really he uses the word Judaism. In the first case, Atticism, Athens, bequeathed to Western culture philosophy, the arts, the sciences, the development of the mind or the intellect, order, love of beauty and grandeur, intellectual and studied morality. Notice this is a morality that is calculated through philosophical thinking, through cogitation. In other words, not something that comes necessarily from the heart, instinctively, but something that is calculated. We will return to that point later on. So that is Athens. All of those words are associated with the legacy that Greek philosophy or Greek culture, Greek-Roman antiquity, gave to Western culture. On the other hand, there is Judaism, or there is Hebraicism. Jerusalem, as opposed to Athens, bequeathed religion, or to quote directly, the morality which springs from the heart and from selflessness and love of good. Now, this is not the first time in the history of Western thought that the distinction between Hebraicism and Atticism have appeared. If you think of Matthew Arnold, for example, and many others, the distinction is not one that we have to make up for the first time. The notion that Athens and Rome contributed something to Western culture and the Bible and the Hebrews, every account of Western civilization in a certain respect takes into account or thinks about the notion of these two experiences, which then are usually molded together to create what we call Christian civilization or Western civilization later on. But here, these are oppositions. And notice that they're presented as antagonistic one to the other. This is an antithetical system, placing in tension the values of beauty, rationalism, and seeking truth with those of, that is Athens, with those of supernaturalism, sanctified ethics, and emotion, that is Judaism. To be a Jew for Luzzatto is to acknowledge the opposition, not to seek a reconciliation.